Welcome to Elevate Your Business, a podcast for mortgage professionals from Elevate Coaching at Guild Mortgage. Hosted by Coach P, top producer, vice president of Elevate, and national coach, each episode is a playbook for success. You'll hear from top producers and industry leaders as they share the moves, mindset shifts, and lessons that shaped their growth, both at work and in life. Elevate your business. Making the moves that matter.
On today's playbook, we're joined by Lily Navarro, a San Diego-based branch manager, loan officer, Elevate coach, and devoted mom of three young children. Over the past decade with Guild, Lily has guided more than 900 families toward homeownership. When motherhood shifted her priorities, she reimagined her business model, moving from back-to-back client meetings to impactful monthly home buying seminars that generate consistent leads while allowing her to stay fully present at home. Lily's story is one of adaptability, strategic thinking, and building a business that thrives in every season of life.
Elevate your business, starting now.
She's a branch manager, loan officer, Elevate coach, and mom of three kids, ages 6, 4, and 3. She's based in San Diego, has been with Guild for 10 years, and has helped over 900 families while she's been here. But what we're gonna dive in today is more than her numbers. Lily's story is one of evolution. Before becoming a mom, she built her business with her clients, meeting with them one-on-one, pouring her time and energy in every relationship. But once she had children, she knew she had to shift her energy because she needed to stay present at home, but she still had to serve at a high level. So what was her solution? Home buying seminars. She now hosts 1 2-hour home buying seminar a month. She's averaging 35 leads per seminar. And in this episode, we want to talk to Lily about, you know, how did she transition her business model to match her season in her life, because it is a season, the mindset shift that helps scale, you know, smarter and not harder, and how we can use educational events to deepen our relationships with our clients and still build our leads up. So, Lily, I want to welcome you to our podcast, our Elevate podcast. We talked earlier, and I know I was a single mom for a time while I was running my business. And I know there's this transition time of, you know, how am I going to do this and how do I do this differently? So let's just start there. Let's start. What was life before kids, you know, and what did your business look like before you had kids?
Well, life before kids was totally different, of course. I watched everybody, you know, build their families, have a lot of kids around me, and then everything was fun. It was just, I just had to take care of one person, just myself. And I was able to attend all the happy hours. I was able to go out whenever I wanted to. I just could basically get up and go. And I had to carry like 10 snacks, you know, 10 bags. I was just myself. So when before my kids, my business was structured in a way where I gave everyone my time. And I gave so much of myself, I didn't even know it was happening. And when kids came, I mean, now I have to divide that time. And that's when I became aware, like, whoa, like, what's happening? So before, I used to just give everybody my time, which I love. Don't get me wrong. I love my clients. I pour my heart into them. And I look at their situation like it's for me. So I pour so much into it that I didn't even realize it. It came so natural.
Right.
And once I had kids, I decided that, you know what, I have to split that time. And it was a really tough decision when that happened because I love both. Like, I love my kids a lot, but I love my business because that's what I knew the majority of my life. You know, I just recently had kids. My kids are little. And, you know, being in Elevate and going through the different coaches made me aware that if I was to be more intentional with my time and, you know, establish a calendar and not just go and say yes to everything, I could actually do both. So it's been a journey. It hasn't been easy and it hasn't been perfect, but it's definitely doable.
Right. I think that's a good lesson. Like, I think a lot of people have a hard time saying no, right? And in the beginning of your business, you're trying to grow and build it. And so you're saying yes to everything, right?
Yes, exactly.
And then people start having children. And then you're like you said, oh my gosh, I got to divide my time. So
yes.
you're kind of forced to learn what you can say yes to and what you can say no to, right?
Exactly.
So what do you think has been the hardest part of the transition from going and doing that all the time, right? You going one-on-one, being everywhere, to deciding, I've got to do this business differently. Like, what was it that made you sit down and say to yourself, like, was it your lead count? What was it for you that woke you up and said, I got to do my business a little differently?
I was burnt out. I was tired.
You're tired.
Yes. And I was like, I looked at my leads. They weren't as high as I would like them to be. My kids, they were not as happy as I liked them to be when I was around. So I was spreading myself too thin. And that's when I realized I got to change something. Like, I want to do both. So that's not a question. But how do I do that? And so I really had to take some time, sit down, analyze, take the information I heard in our Elevate coaching classes. And I'm a person that has to see it, has to hear it, and I have to write it. So hearing it in the class and then finally writing it and visualizing it, what I wanted it to be, and it definitely wasn't what was happening at the moment. So once I did that, things began to change. And of course, not overnight, because nothing does. But I was able to visualize my business where I wanted it to be. And I started to take small steps towards it, which made it attainable. And I understood one important thing, I think, that as a mom, I think, we always, I feel like when I've talked to other moms too, is that we're like, okay, I just wanted to go back to normal, like how it was before I had kids. And when I came to realize that that's not going to happen, that these kids are here to stay, and my mindset of wanting to still have my business, and when people said, oh, yeah, Lily has kids, but, and what came after, that I had that control, I realized that I wanted to establish systems, boundaries, a calendar, so that I could have both. And that was the only way. And it was a tough decision. But feeling that I didn't have enough leads, all my time, and being burnt out, it was enough for sure. I didn't want to go crazy. And it was one step at a time that's where it started. And now I'm super thankful that I did have that moment where I took the time for myself. I was honest with myself and said, this is not going to change unless I change.
I like that you... became self-aware of, okay, the game has changed. I always go back to sports, but I've got to adjust what I'm doing. I loved how you acknowledged, that I love my business as much as I love my kids. And I think sometimes women can feel guilty about that. I should be wanting to spend more time with my kids. But you did do this for a long time prior to having kids, and you must have enjoyed it. You're happy about it. So deciding, okay, I've got to put some systems into place. I've got to use my calendar. I've got to make some changes. I've got to adjust so that I can do both. But if someone else was like, gosh, this is a great idea, I should do a home buying seminar. It's one time, once a month for 2 hours of my time. What are some key ingredients they should be thinking about? How do I do this? How do I start and do a home buying seminar? So what's the first things that they should be thinking about?
I would say the first thing that I thought about when I thought of doing this is that I was booking my Saturdays back to back, 8 a.m. to like 6 p.m. And I met with every single client back to back, back to back. And I realized, okay, people want to meet in person. I want to meet people. I want to see people other than my kids. I want to talk to adults. And I thought, what if I gather all these people in a room once a month for 2 hours, versus 8 hours every Saturday. And I do the same impact or better. And why not try it? What's the worst that could happen? What if it does work out? What then? So I went ahead and I took the same methods that I was currently doing, which is one-on-one on the weekend with each client. And I took it a step further and I said, what if I brought other people that are in this transaction? Because people want to feel that trust. You know, when something's new, it's hard to trust. It's hard to believe. And I deal with a lot of different types of buyers, whether they're first-time buyers, repeating buyers, or some that had a really bad experience in the past. So I want to make it as informative and positive for people and real, you know, where they can validate that this is really happening for people and I can do it as well. So I realized that my impact would be greater if I brought more people to my circle and did it in 2 hours and help them save time as well, because nobody wants to give up their Saturdays. Right. And they have families, right? And so I decided, why not try something different? And if I want different results, and these are not working as well as they had in the past, well, why not try something different? So if you're doing something and it's not working and you want different results, try something different. And maybe their seminar is built around something they're currently doing and just taking it to the next level so that it's more impactful or it resonates with more people or saves them time. I feel that if you're going to start something new, do it around what you love already and just take it a step further. That's what I would do.
So whatever you're passionate about, right?
Yes. Exactly.
So talk to us about who are your partners in these home buying seminars? Who do you bring in with you?
So I bring some key players, which is the real estate agent, to tell us about the current market because they're out there. I'm not out there. They are. I'm in an office. They're out there putting offers, looking at these properties and, you know, side by side with our buyers. So I always have a real estate agent. And I pick one in the area that I'm having the seminar in so that they're local. And if they want to meet one-on-one later, they're going to be accessible to them easily. And the second person I have is a testimonial. I want someone to tell their experience, walk them through it, that has been through this process, that has used one of our programs, and that they can tell their story in their words and in their own experience. And because that way we're not just explaining these programs where we are letting somebody else tell their story, how they benefit from the program, how it went for them. And sometimes when people see a vision and see it from a different perspective, not just their own, then it becomes more attainable or it feels good. It feels like this is something that maybe I can do. So I love seeing that in people's faces and hearing that from them saying, okay, I think I can do this. I love their story. And every story is different. They're not all perfect. They're not all the same. And I think that's what makes it real. And the third person I have is a representative from the state that offers these down payment assistance programs, because who hasn't gone online and looked at something and said, wow, this is a really good offer. I want this, or I want to do it, or I want to buy it. And then you come to find out it doesn't exist. It's not real, or somebody had a bad experience. And I don't want my clients to feel that. I want them to trust. I want them to feel safe. I want them to do this and know that we're going to help them from beginning to end, regardless of their time frame, whether it's in 6 months, 1 month, or, you know, whatever that looks like for them, it's okay. But everything that they're seeing is real and that it could happen. So
I love it. You're bringing credibility, right?
Yes.
To what you're doing. So the one thing I loved is, so in the first hour, you're doing all the educational part. You're telling a story. You're talking about the lending side. You've got a realtor talking about the market. And then in your second hour, talk to us about what happens in the second hour of your seminar.
Ooh, the second hour is the magic.
That's the magic. Let's hear the magic.
Yeah. So we know that some people don't want to ask, a question out loud. So we do one-on-one. And for the people that actually bring their paperwork for their pre-approval, we actually sit down at that very moment and take down their information, inform them of what they possibly could be approved for or pre-approve them on the spot, depending on their situation. So they get answers right then and there, not just questions. How we provide numbers, real scenarios, real purchase prices, so that if they are pre-approved, they can walk out with their pre-approval letter and start shopping the same day.
Oh my gosh, that is
Yeah.
great. So I also you were telling me about you have them fill out this sheet
Yes.
before you do that. Talk about that sheet because I think this is brilliant.
So I could recall the first day that I was told by my husband, he's like, "Hey, do you want to go look at this house?" And I was like, "I'm working. Like, I don't have time to go see a house. We're not even looking for a house." And we had just remodeled our house that we had. And he said, "Let's just go. It's down the street from your job." And I said, "Well, I guess I don't get to look at properties. Let's go for funsies." So here we go to look at this property. And he was all excited, of course. And I don't even know how he found this property. But long story short, we go and look at the property. And I'm like, wow, I love this house. I have to have this house. Like, I need this house. Like, how do I buy this house? And mind you, I was never pre-approved. I was literally really going for funsies. And I love to look at other properties to see how they're staged and so I could decorate my house. And that's it. But after leaving, I really wanted this house. So I started to do my pre-approval, do my research, do everything just like I would have for a client. And I told him, "I want this house." And he's like, "Okay, what do I have to do? What do we have to do?" And long story short, previous to this, probably a few months back, because I do these home buyer seminars, I put up some signs around the neighborhoods that I'm going to have these seminars in. They look like open house signs, but they're not. And it's a picture of a house, and it says, "Home buyer seminar, text home and the phone number so you can register." Well, it ended up being that this picture of this home that I picked for this seminar flyer or sign, I mean, it was that house. It
Wow.
was that house. And I was like, oh my gosh, what are the odds of that? I was not looking to buy, but I knew what I wanted deep down inside. My husband led me to the house. It was probably his master plan. And he knew what he was doing. And I fell in love with the home. I fell in love with everything about it. And I pre-approved us. Long story short, we're now in that house.
That is
You
incredible.
never know. Yeah, you never know what's out there for you if sometimes you don't get out there and change your vision. Think of what's really in your heart. What is it that you really want? So at the end of it all, we inform them of all these things. We validate the information. We show them the actual things that they can do, the steps, and how easy and attainable it could be. But we want to know what's in their heart, and they only know it. So everybody gets a form of the at the end of the seminar. It's this form, and it just says, "What's your name?" So you write down your name. When am I going to buy a house by? You put a date, whatever date they want to put, and my dream home is. And they can describe it. What city, one story, two stories, etc. And then the steps that I will take, because the steps are important. Nothing happens if it's just a dream. It has to become a goal. And to become a goal, you need some steps.
Got to
So the
take
first step,
action.
yeah. So we ask them to please schedule an appointment with us or meet us at the end of the seminar. So we look at this and then they fill in the next steps that they know. Do I have to work on my credit? Do I have to save more money? Whatever that is for them, it's their own personal form. They keep the form. But I have had so many clients come back and say, because of this form, they're now in their home. Whether it's their dream home or forever home or their first home, it's a home. It's a step forward to change their lives. And that's what means the world to me.
That's great. I love it. Because your first step, I mean, a lot of times we know we've got to write it down, right? We've got to see
Yes.
it to believe it's going to happen. So you're taking
Yes.
them through those steps, which is brilliant. So what was another thing that helped shift you from, it's like you were chasing business in the beginning, and now you're attracting business.
Well, first, I have three little ones, so I no longer have time to chase anybody besides them. So I decided that, you know, there's a lot of people out there ready to make a change, but they don't know where to begin. They don't know what choice to make, what chances to take. So I believe in the three C's: chances, choices, and change. And change doesn't happen unless you make a choice. So I help them by providing a service. I'm not selling anything at these seminars. We're providing information, guidance, step by step, so that they can make the choice that they feel comfortable with, that best aligns with their situation. And they make that choice and they make that change in their lives towards something greater and better that they want for their families, just like I do for mine. And being a mom and having a family, I understand what it's like to want to show up for your family as the best version and give them everything you want, everything you can. And it's amazing that when I see that in people, that they show up wanting more. And whether they get the exact answer they want or not, it's a step closer to where they want to be. So I believe that these seminars definitely help me help more people, which is amazing because I can't meet with all of them every weekend or every day. But meeting with them in a seminar setting, it's amazing. They hear other people ask questions that maybe they would have never asked. They hear other ideas. They hear other people who have done it. And it's just an amazing collaboration between people who have purchased and people who have not purchased. And it's just a great dynamic where it showed me that if I keep creating these seminars, I don't chase people. People are coming to our seminars.
They're attracted to you.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And they're super excited and super happy. And it's an amazing feeling for sure.
Yeah. That has to fill your heart, right?
Yes.
Helping people. The other thing is you keep the registration process. So are you marketing on social media?
Yes.
So do you still put signs out, or are you doing everything on social media?
I mainly do the social media. I haven't done the signs in a while, actually, to be honest. It's just so hot out there.
Yeah.
I have these kids. I can't park in the middle of the street anymore. I have to think safety first.
So you make it really pretty easy. So, you know, like, how has that helped with your conversion?
So I believe in trust. And when I do anything for my business, I think of it like, what if that was me? If someone asked for all my details, all my information, I'm probably not going to go because I want the information, but not in exchange for all my details. So I believe in a give and take. And it's a trust process, I believe. Like, it's hard to trust someone or something when you don't really know anything about it. So we try to make it easy and simple, and it's a give and take. They fill in their information. It's very minimal. And if they like what we have to say, if it aligns with what they're trying to do, then they're going to give us more details. And so will we, and we build that. And that has led to so many long-term relationships with so many of my clients, and it's built friendships, and they know that we're here truly for them, for their best interests. We're not just looking at numbers.
Right.
We're looking at them as a family, and how can we help them?
Yeah,
and
it's
that's
a whole person.
Our main focus. Yeah.
Right. So as a mom and a mortgage pro, how do you create balance? Talk to other women or guys out there that are balancing kids and their work. How do you create that balance between work and family?
It's a great question. So life is not always perfect, but I've learned that if I'm present with my kids when I'm with them, if I am cheering for them while I'm with them, that's everything. That's all I could do. Just be there, be present. And when I'm with my clients, I do the same. I'm present with them. I'm cheering for them. I'm celebrating their small or big wins as we move forward in this journey towards homeownership. And at the same time, I've learned to create boundaries, create systems, a support team, because it takes a village. Mm-hmm. And I've learned that without sacrificing being a mom, As long as it's on my calendar, it's happening. If it's not on my calendar, it's definitely not happening. And, you know, my secret weapon, I guess, is I pray every day and I ask for me to be the best version of myself around my family and around my kids and also my clients. So I want to help them and be present at all times when I'm there.
I love that.
I feel that that has really helped me.
You know, I think you can feel overwhelmed when you have so many things. But if you refocus yourself and like when you're home, like if you're reading a story, you're reading the story, right?
Yes.
If you're going over numbers, you're really going over the numbers and you try to not think about, oh, I got to get home and cook dinner, but I need to really focus here and do this right now. And that takes intention, right?
Yeah. Because
it's so easy for our minds to go a lot of different ways when we're either with our kids or with our clients, right?
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
So one last question. What's one message you'd love every potential home buyer to hear from you today?
I would love them to hear that when I look at them, I'm not just looking at numbers. I'm looking at them as a family. And I want to remind them that you can't pass down your job. You can't pass down your job title. You can't pass down your salary. But you can pass down generational wealth through real estate. And they're so much closer to being a homeowner than they think. They just have to take that step and find the right team.
Well, I want to thank you for being on this podcast. I know there's a lot of people out there that are challenged with the same things, trying to balance family and business. And this is a great, great idea for anyone that is trying to balance, that's challenged with time, and that wants to do, you know, meet a lot of people at the same time. But I think the biggest thing I take away, Lily, from you is the heart and your passion and the reason you're doing it, right?
Yes.
And I'm sure your clients love you.
And I love them.
You do. All right. Well, have a great week. And thank you so much for being this podcast.
Thanks for listening to Elevate Your Business, a podcast from Elevate, the internal coaching program at Go Mortgage. Glad you could be here for today's playbook. If you want to check us out, head over to gilmortgage.com and click About Us to find Elevate Coaching. Have a question or want to keep the play going? Visit us and send a DM on Instagram at Elevate Mortgage Coaching, or leave a comment for us on YouTube. We're posting extra content, behind-the-scenes action, and everything you need to stay in the mortgage game. On Elevate Your Business, we share real stories and strategies from top producers to help you move forward. So ask yourself, what are you waiting for? It's time to elevate.
Guild Mortgage Company, NMLS identification number 3274, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, Equal Housing Opportunity, Equal Opportunity Employer, Arizona Banking License Number 0018883, licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, Massachusetts Mortgage Lender and Broker License Number MC3274, licensed by the Mississippi Department of Banking and Consumer Finance, licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance, Nevada Mortgage Company Number 1141, Oregon Mortgage Lending Number NL176, Rhode Island licensed lender and third-party loan servicer. Guild Mortgage Company, 5887 Copley Drive, San Diego, California, 92111. For licensing, visit guildmortgage.com/licensing. All loans subject to underwriter approval. Terms and conditions apply. Subject to change without notice. Elevate is an internal Guild Mortgage Company coaching program and not a separate entity. Podcast content is provided for informational purposes and based on publicly available materials or tactics used in the industry. The views, strategies, or opinions discussed do not necessarily represent those of Guild Mortgage Company or its affiliates. Intended for mortgage industry professionals only.
Paula Nurschel, NMLS number 383396.
Lily Navarro, NMLS number 897500.
Thank you for joining us on Elevate Your Business, a podcast for mortgage professionals brought to you by Elevate, the internal coaching program at Guild Mortgage.